Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is 8:10 on your Wednesday morning. Today, friends, is a big day. It is a big day to give from the heart, and I could think of no finer person to be an example on air of that. Nancy Priester joining us. Nancy, how are you doing this Give Day 20 and 22 morning?
Oh, it's a great day. It's great Give Day. It's a wonderful time, and the numbers are showing it.
You know, you and I were just talking off the air. This is my first year being a part of Great Give Day here in Northeast Iowa. So right off the bat, explain to me, and for maybe the folks who aren't familiar, what is Great Give Day?
Okay, Justin. Well, Great Give Day is a 24-hour online giving day that brings our community together to celebrate and support our local nonprofits and to build stronger communities. It's hosted by the Community Foundation of Greater Dubuque, and since the Foundation for the Future of Delaware County is an affiliate of them, we are helping sponsor and participating in the Great Give Day today. This is the ninth year for the Great Give Day. Since 2014, the Great Give Day has raised more than $2.4 million for our local and regional nonprofit groups here in Northeast Iowa. Last year, the campaign collected over 3,000 donor gifts, and we raised over $357,000. Just our Delaware County funds, which participated last year, raised over $13,000 just in donations and the matching prize money. So it's a great opportunity for donors,
you know,
and for our local nonprofits.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I talked about this morning on the air, and you and I just talked about, was, you know, the tote board. I used to host a telethon for Jerry Lewis, and we'd have the big tote board. In fact, it's still at home in my garage. But you guys have a tote board that anybody can take with them. And to that point, throughout our interview, we're going to check that. So you and I have been on the air together now for about a minute and a half, $65,876. We're going to check that a few more times before you and I part ways. But let's talk about how the listening audience out here in KMCH land can give. And more importantly, before we talk about that, which funds can they give to this year?
Okay, well, Delaware County, we have 12 funds that are participating in the Great Give Day. They are the Regional Medical Center, the Maquoketa Valley Dollars for Scholars, the Manchester Public Library, the Fairview Cemetery Association in Earlville, the Edgewood Board of Economic Development, the Delaware County Historical Society, the Delhi Public Library, the Abby Osterhaus Memorial Fund, the First Presbyterian Church in Manchester, the Community Child Care of Manchester, the EDCO Pride Fund, and the Ryan Community Endowment Fund.
That sounds
those
like
those are our 12 funds.
I was gonna say that's a good list of folks right there, just alone in receiving that. By the way, we're up to 67,240. It keeps going up. 67,240. I love that. $67,248. Now, Nancy, here's the fun part. How can people listening right now make that number get bigger?
So giving a donation is easy. You just go to greatgiveday.org. Again, it's greatgiveday.org. Anytime today between now and midnight, and you will be able to view the leaderboard and click on the word nonprofits for a list of all the participating nonprofit funds, and then just search for the area nonprofits that you're interested in making a donation to. Your donation of $10 or more will then be added to that nonprofit fund. When checking out, you will be asked for your credit card or your debit card information, and you just want to note that there is a 5% fee that goes back to the credit card processing and the website platform. And donors will be asked if they wish to cover that 5% fee with their donation or not. And this is just optional, and you're not required to do that. Every donated gift will also go further thanks to our generous sponsors who have contributed over $22,000 in bonus prizes to generate the excitement and just the friendly competition throughout the day. In the past, our Delhi Public Library and our Delaware County Historical Society have won one of the golden ticket prizes of $500 each for their funds. So it's a great day.
You know, it's a fun day, and as you were talking, you know, Nancy, the longer you talk, the higher the number goes. So I'm just going to let you talk until 9 o'clock. $67,609 at this point. And again, we'll check it throughout the morning. You mentioned sponsors. So who are the sponsors that have helped chipped in this year?
Well, this year, the Great Give Day is made possible by these wonderful sponsors. We have Tyson's, the Home Farm Auto Stores, the Green State Credit Union, the Vogue Group, Midwest One Bank, Dupaco, Clower Manufacturing, First Community Trust, Avantix Planning Partners, Onward Bank Shares, the Alamakee County Community Foundation, and then our Foundation for the Future Delaware County. Justin, I also want to note that for our Delaware County funds that I listed earlier, the Foundation for the Future Delaware County will match the first $250 in donations. So when their fund reaches $250, it will actually be $500. This is such a great incentive for our local Delaware County funds.
You know, this has to feel good. I can hear the smile in your voice over the phone. This has to be a feel-good thing. By the way, it feels so good to the tune of $67,843. My goal is to get it to at least $69,900 by the time our interview is done here, Nancy. By the way, Nancy Price are along with us on the phone this morning. Our guest of the day segment, Great Give Day 20 and 22. Any more info that you want to make sure people are aware of as we go through the Great Give Day today?
Well, I'd just like to reach out to our listeners and suggest that they go to greatgiveday.org and watch the leaderboard as it updates with donations. I think it's just exciting to watch those figures grow and grow throughout the day. And as you say, it's only a little after 8 o'clock and we've already got almost $68,000 raised. You may or may not wish to make a donation to any one of the funds today, but just viewing the website is really exciting. And just remember that it'll be up and running until midnight tonight.
$68,085 at this point, Nancy. I'm going to ask you a question here. I know you and we had your husband Greg on a couple weeks ago. You guys both are so involved when it comes to fundraising. Greg, of course, with Pride in Your Ride, and you're doing this. What is it about giving back to the community that you guys are so passionate about?
I think it's just the feeling, knowing that we're doing things to help our society, help our nonprofit groups. It's our nonprofit groups that help run our small communities. It's our Lions clubs, our Little League clubs. It's our 4-H clubs. It's our Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. And these are all our nonprofit groups, our libraries. This is what makes our communities a fun place to be.
You know, it truly is. It takes a village, and boy, oh boy, what a village we have to live in and call home. I'm going to ask you one more time if you can list for me who is participating this year, which funds we can give to, and how people can go about doing that.
Okay, so if you go back in, and here are the funds again. There's 12 of them here in Delaware County. It's the Regional Medical Center has a fund, the Maquoketa Valley Dollars for Scholars, it's the Manchester Public Library, Fairview Cemetery Association in Earlville, the Edgewood Board of Economic Development, the Delaware County Historical Society, the Delhi Public Library, Abby Osterhaus Memorial Fund, the First Presbyterian Church in Manchester, the Community Child Care of Manchester, Edco Pride Fund, and the Ryan Community Endowment Fund.
That's quite the list of folks. Yeah, that's the 12 folks there. And maybe if you're just dialing in, how do people do it, Nancy? How can we make that number get bigger through the day to day?
Just go onto your computer or your website, go into greatgiveday.org anytime today between now and midnight, and then just check the leaderboard. And then when it says down below, it'll say give, press on give, and then go over to the nonprofits. And you can pull down any nonprofit that you want. Or you can go over to the side and it's got our affiliates. The Greater Dubuque Foundation is our hub, and there's five different counties that affiliate into it, and Delaware County is one of them, and we are the Foundation for the Future Delaware County. And then just click on that, and then our 12 funds just come up. Oh my goodness, we're over 70,000.
That's why I kept you talking. The longer you talked, the higher the number got. 70,521. My goal at the end of this was 69,950. We've beat that. Nancy, it's going to be a fun day today. This is going to be up. This tote board is going to be up until midnight tonight. And do you guys have a goal in mind, or it doesn't matter as long as you make a difference?
It really doesn't matter. We just know that these funds, like you said, they do make a difference for our nonprofit groups here in Delaware County.
Nancy Preissner, so nice to meet you over the phone. Next time Greg comes in, come with him, all right? Be a buffer. Keep him on the straight and narrow, okay?
I will do that, Justin. Thank you.
You betcha. Nancy Preissner, great give day 20 and 22, and we're going to keep updating that tote board throughout the day right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. $70,833. Now, the numbers will continue to grow, and hope you find it in your heart to give. We're just about to pass the $70,940 mark. Keep an ear here. We'll keep you up to date on Mix 94.7 KMCH. By the way, you can re-listen to Nancy's interview, and if you have any questions about it, go online at kmch.com. 8:21 now. We will pause. When we return, we're going to see if we can make a winner out of you with our business of the day. All that before 9 o'clock here on Mix 94.7.